Hey, Todd, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Gary.
Excellent to have you. Thank you for taking a few minutes to share a little bit about what's going on in your market in Texas. And you've been a, how long, just out of curiosity, how long have you been a real estate investor?
We've been investing for the last, going on 6 years now.
You're in Texas. What's your primary strategy? Are you rehabbing, wholesaling, combination of all the above?
Primarily wholesaling, but we're also looking into getting into the buy and hold long term as well.
Awesome. In terms of deals, number of deals that you guys are doing right now, you guys have been doing this. You're not a brand new investor. And what's your current volume? What's your planned volume? Where you're going for the next 12 months?
Sure. Right now, as far as our current volume, we're probably doing about I would say about 2 to 3 deals a month. So it's not massive, but you know it's good for where we are right now. As far as our long-term plan goes, I mean, I would actually like to be, you know, in the range of 2 to 3 deals a week. I would love to be able to do that. So that's really what we're working on. We're really ramping up the market that we're in right now, trying to get that to a place where it's steady, and then we can start looking at branching out into other markets as well.
Awesome. And what's your team look like right now? Is it a team of one, meaning you, or do you have anybody on the staff?
Well, no, as far as staff goes, it's really myself, and then I have a virtual assistant that I'm working with who does a great job. That's really, as far as the organization goes, that's it. We also have, you know, some favorite buyers that we work with that enjoy working with us. We have real estate agents that we work with off and on that aren't really technically part of the team. And then, you know, the title agents and people like that.
Awesome. Awesome. And so you're a member of the REI Vault Group, right? How is that? What was the reason you kind of joined, and then how is it working for you? And then I'm going to also ask you any recommendations. There's going to be people that are in the group listening to this, and then people that are real estate investors that are sort of on the fence and, you know, trying to figure out, is this a good fit? So share a little bit on those 3 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as far as the reason that way that I joined, it was kind of timely. Right around the time that I believe I heard from you, Gary, and also from Chris Chico, was right around the same time that I was reading a lot of different books and you know, success magazines. And a lot of those talk about actually having some sort of group. I mean, they talk about having a mastermind group you can actually be a part of, whereas REI Vault's not really a mastermind, but it does give you a group of peers and you know, a panel of experts that you can reach out to and ask questions of. And that's one of the beautiful parts of it, is that you're not there all alone. You're still able to have that entrepreneurial vein. You're driving your own business. You're able to pick your own market. You're able to do what you want to do, but you have a real estate investing, wholesale-specific resource that you can reach back to, ask questions of, and find out how, you know, certain things work in other markets, how they might even work in your market, and bring that expertise into your market to make your business just that much stronger. So that was one of the big benefits. Also, everybody knows in this business, marketing is key, and having some differentiation in your marketing is, you know, really paramount to kind of set yourself apart. So one of the items that were mentioned early on was the difference in marketing that we would receive being a part of this group. And I think it really has helped. I mean, we've seen an uptick as far as our call response goes to these new postcards that we've received. And it's also good to have the ability to reach back to those real estate, you know, experts and hear of new marketing that's also coming out that we can use, and new resources that we can use to reach out and sort of set ourselves apart from other investors that are out there to bring those deals home.
Awesome. Awesome. And in terms of REI Vault, we pretty much are automating a lot of the postcard marketing for you, and actually we're starting to also do a lot of your offer, kind of pre-sell offers, where we're sending out offers with a contract, you know, in a FedEx looking envelope. You know, how is that working for you? And then also with Podio, with the CRM system, where the leads are coming into a system and they're getting processed by a VA, how's all that working? Is that helpful? Is it?
Oh my word! Yeah, the pre-sale packages, that's still fairly new. So we've set up a couple of those to go out. I don't know if it's actually gone out yet, but I did place an order for those, and I do see the value in doing that, because I mean, just actually setting up those packages on my own. I was creating contracts on my own, generating letters on my own, setting up USPS, you know, packages to go out. It was costing me somewhere around $10 a package, maybe a little bit more, and about 20 to 30 minutes of time to create this entire packet and send it out. Now all I have to do is push a button, and it costs somewhere around $9.50. So I'm saving money and saving time. So, you know, double whammy there. What was your other question, Gary? I believe.
And
podium,
by,
right?
By the way, you actually, I don't even know if you know this, the pre-sales are actually half that cost. They're
oh, really?
They offer the offer that we're mailing out is $5.95. And we were looking at click-to-mail because that's the same price we pay too, Chris and I, with our
yeah.
team. It's a FedEx looking envelope. It's seven pages with looking like it's handwritten. It has a return envelope, and I think click-to-mail doing something similar was $6.70. But the fact that, you know, we have a group and there's enough of us across the country, you know, doing the volume, you know, we're able to get it, you know, and like you said, it's a click of a button. You want to send out an offer and get it in the mail, you click a button and you put the price that we want. And we've already mailed to these people, right? We already have their property information. We have their APN or tax ID, their mailing address. And,
right.
you know, why not just get that out, get it off of a postcard and put them on an offer. And then 30 days later, they automatically get a follow-up letter, yellow letter, to that offer, and then 60 days, a second follow-up letter, and 90 days, and that's all automated. So, get more of those out. I'll tell you what our numbers are in Florida. We're typically sending somewhere between 7 and 10 of those pre-sale offers in the mail, and we're getting one signed back. So you've only done a couple. I would be pounding that. In fact, before we had the service, you sent me a text message. You said you got one deal actually signed by sending one of those out on your own, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, we sent it off to her. She told us she didn't want to sell. We sent her the packet. And a week later, I got a signed contract back from her in the mail. She never called, told me it was coming, but in the mail, I got a signed contract from her.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing from an expectation, you've been doing this, and you've been in the game, in the business. I mean, this market right now, there's not a lot of stuff on the MLS, right? So we got to go directly to the seller and get, you know, find the right names and addresses of people. And then we do have to talk to these people on the phone and build some rapport. It's not like people don't just call and say, hey, I'm ready to sell at 50 cents on the dollar. There's a little bit of phone work, right?
Right.
So unlike what they say on, the infomercials on TV or the get rich quick real estate seminars, but in reality, we do have to get on the phone with a seller. We got to build rapport and we got to keep in touch with them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It'd be nice if chick just rolled in without calling anybody, but it doesn't work that way. In
yeah.
Life.
Yeah. So, in terms of, have you put any numbers together in terms, you're in Texas, you're in a hot market. I think, you know, you and I chatted earlier. I was saying that, you know, really realistically, you're probably going to spend somewhere between $1,500 and $1,800 per deal. That's enough postcards in the mail to get enough people to call. Would you say that that's pretty accurate, or do you think that's a little low or high? What do you think?
I think that's about right. That sounds pretty consistent with what we're seeing on our side.
Yeah, definitely. So just for people, do you have any, you know, recommendations for other people that have not done a lot of direct mail for sellers? Do you have any recommendations, nuggets, tips that, you know, you'd want to know if you know, you were not a member of REI Vault, you know, you didn't really know Gary Boomershine or Chris Chico and you had some concerns. Do you have any nuggets that you'd like to share as if you were listening to this call for the first time?
When you and I initially talked, Gary, what we discussed was the initial investment, and it did seem, it's not a small amount. It's are you serious about this money? But
yep.
We were willing to go ahead and give it a shot. We put the money in, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, Gary, but within 30 days we had a deal that actually gave us all that money back plus surpassed it, and that was our first deal through REI Vault. So within 30 days, we had already made all the money back that we had invested and some additional on top of that, just based on the mail-outs that we did through that very first mailing with REI Vault. So we've already made our money back. I was looking up the numbers the other day, and And, you know, it's just over the amount that we've invested, we've made just so much more than what we've invested going through REI Vault. So that's the money side. The other side is having the ability to reach back and talk to other investors in other markets, and also talk to, you know, Gary and Chris Chico, and, you know, kind of pick their brains and ask, you know, questions and all that, and find out how things have been done in other places. That's pretty valuable. And, you know, no one gets where they are just by, you know, going solo at it, or at least not very often. It's good to actually have a team. It's good to actually have mentors. It's good to have people that you can draw information from and make yourself bigger. And so there's bigger and better. And so that's another benefit of being with REI Vault. And just those little fine-tuning nuances. You know, they talk about Six Sigma, how you continuous improvement. Little tips, little tidbits that you learn from these other investors and from the leaders of the group help you to fine-tune and hone your business. Because I know that it's really exciting. Little pieces of technology, little tips that I've put in place over the last 6 or so months of being a part of this organization has really made my business a lot more streamlined than it was before, a lot more organized. And, you know, it's getting to a place to where it's actually scalable, whereas before I didn't really know how we were going to grow it. So a lot of benefits have come out of being a part of this group.
Yeah, that's awesome. And are Chris Chico and myself, are we pretty straight up and do what we say and say what we do? Would you say that that's a true statement?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Never seen any inconsistency.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, Ty. We love having you in the group. You're a great contributor. And actually, I know you and I spent a couple minutes just chatting here beforehand on a couple of other topics on marketing. Let's see if we can double or triple your business this year. This is the tip of the iceberg, my friend, right?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, great. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes, and thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, sir.